Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Brian Broyles, and I'm the Community Life Pastor at our Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued in our series that we've called Alive, and we've been looking at the book of Ephesians, the letter to the Christians in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul wrote. And what we've said every week, the big idea of this series is that Jesus makes us new. And this past week, we spent time in chapter 3, really verses 14 through 21. And it's this prayer that Paul has for this church, this prayer for spiritual power. It's Paul's prayer for the church. Hopefully, it's your prayer for yourself. And he starts off this prayer really saying, for this reason, for everything that's been said up until this point. He spent the better part of three chapters, and we've spent the last 6 weeks looking at this. If I summed it up of what's been said up until this point, it's really about who you are in Christ, about your identity, right? That you are chosen, you're forgiven, redeemed, adopted, and sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. He spent three chapters really on who you are in Christ, on your identity, because there's nothing more important to hold on to rest in than your identity in Christ. Because if you don't know who you are, then you'll spend your entire life chasing the wrong thing. So Paul gets to this prayer, right? He spent three chapters talking about who you are, and then he gets to this prayer. He stops talking to them and he starts talking to God, and he falls to his knees and he asks God to grant them this strength. He asks God to grant them strength so that Christ may dwell in their hearts. So Paul's done all that he can. He's shared the gospel. He's talked them about identity. He's done all that he can. And now he asks God to do what he cannot do. He asks God to grant them a strength, that God is the one who grants this strength, right? That you and I, we can't manufacture this. There are certain things that we can do to put ourselves in a position to receive it. But Paul says ultimately that it comes from God. And if you look back in chapter 1, he prayed something similar, that God would let the eyes of their heart be enlightened, that God would work this truth about who they are in Christ from their head to their heart, that they would see things spiritually that they haven't seen yet, that they would experience God in a deeper way than they did yesterday. Because really, when you look at all of Paul's prayers and every one of the letters that he has written, there's no appeal for God to change someone's circumstances. Instead, what you see, what he asked for most frequently, what he saw was the most important thing that God could give anyone, was to know him better, to have a deeper experience of what is already true about you, that God's in love with you, and how much more that he wants to do in your life. And that's what this prayer is all about. What I want to remind us of, I think, this morning is just how much is there for you. When you look at the end of the prayer, it says that in verse 20, it says that God is able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine. But verse 20 is not the only place that you see this. Paul qualifies how God gives, the standard of God's giving, in verse 16. He said, out of his glorious riches. But out of may not capture it as best as maybe according to, right? Out of is more like a portion. It's like I've got $1 million and I give you 10. I give you out of those riches. But according to is different. It's like I have $1 million and I give you a checkbook with blank checks saying, take whatever it is that you need. There's always plenty more. And there's a difference. And I think we need to get this. That's why Paul clarifies this standard of giving. Because it should always lead us to rely on, to seek after, to know that the love of God, the giving of God, the generosity of God cannot be exhausted. Because you can know what God gives, but until you know how much he'll give, how often that he gives, how freely that he gives, you may think that there's a time where you've asked for too much too often. But God is able to do immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine. So I think what I would ask us to settle on this morning from just this part of the prayer is probably this, that the danger is not in asking for too much, but in settling for less. That's what Paul's inviting you into in this text, to want for more and to long for more in your relationship with God. So the question I think we have to ask ourselves is, am I satisfied with just enough? Right? Am I satisfied with just enough in my relationship with God, or do I want more? Because so many of us will live with just enough and don't realize that the immeasurably more life is there for you. So again, the question I think is, am I satisfied with just enough, or do I want more? So I think one of the things, maybe not wanting or not longing for more, I think one of the things it reveals in us is just maybe a drift towards the things of the world instead of the things of God. It's a drift towards a contentment that's not a contentment based on our relationship with God. And Paul goes on to pray that you and I will be rooted and grounded in this love, and the love that Jesus has for you, that we will be rooted and grounded instead of being blown all over the place by our emotions or our circumstances, so that we can grasp this love that surpasses knowledge. That God would grant you, that He would grant me a knowledge of this love, that we would know something that we can't know ourselves. It's a love, a knowledge of this love that's based in experience, right? That we would sense it, that we would feel it, be immersed in it, be overcome by it, that you would experience God in all sorts of beautiful ways. And the goal of this prayer is to be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That there would be this depth in your relationship with Him, that it's not shallow, it's not empty, but there would be this depth in that relationship. And that's there for you. So I want to encourage you this morning just to take a few minutes, pray that God would grant you this knowledge, that He would grant you, again, this knowledge, this experience, this depth with Him, that He would show you this love yet again. Let's go ahead and take a few minutes and do this now. Well, thanks again for joining us on the DriveCast this morning. Hope this morning has been an encouragement for you, and we look forward to seeing you back here again tomorrow. Have a blessed day.